Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Preachers and Bible scholars often refer to Jonah as a reluctant prophet. I have no problem with that designation, but Jonah was certainly not the only reluctant prophet. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Moses had difficulty accepting the responsibility of being God's prophets. As a fallible human being, I can understand their reluctance to accept the work of telling the people what God wanted them to hear. But God always makes up for our weaknesses when we accept the work He wants us to do. The Lord told Moses, for example, "See, I have made you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land." Exodus 7:1-2. You can see how God operated in working with Moses and Aaron. God revealed His word to Moses. Moses, in turn, would tell Aaron what to say. Then Aaron would give instructions to the Egyptian Pharaoh. God had earlier said to Moses, "You shall speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do." Please listen to the Lord's additional instructions to Moses. "And Aaron shall be your spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of God." Exodus 4:15-16. Do you understand the true significance of these passages from Exodus? The biblical record says that Aaron was to be the prophet of Moses, or his spokesman, or his mouth. The prophet under the Old Testament dispensation was a very important person. He had the enormous responsibility of speaking for God. Please notice how all of that is explained in the passages I have read to you. God said to Moses, "Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet." He had earlier told Moses, "I will put my words in your mouth, and you shall put these same words in Aaron's mouth." According to these verses, the prophet was a spokesman or a mouth. God chose certain men, including Moses, to reveal His word to the Israelite people. What Moses told the Israelites was what God specifically wanted them to know. What Moses said is what God said. There is no more exalted or correct view of inspiration of the Scriptures than that. Preachers of the charismatic persuasion often claim to have received direct word from God Almighty. It is almost impossible to watch the television evangelist on Trinity Broadcasting Network without hearing some preacher say, "God spoke to me this morning." There is a serious problem with that kind of thinking. It flies in the face of God's completed revelation. The modern charismatics who claim to have direct revelation from God are like the false prophets of Ezekiel's day. Ezekiel quotes God as saying, "Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, 'The Lord says,' and the Lord has not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination, whereas you say, 'The Lord says it,' although I have not spoken? Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you, says the Lord. And my hand shall be upon the prophets who see vanity and divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of the people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord God." Ezekiel 13:3-9. When God chose and equipped a prophet like Moses or Ezekiel, you can know for sure that what those prophets said was infallible. How could what God told the prophets be wrong? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.